Weiter in Shas, we are in Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Hey, picking up on Lamed Daled Amud Beis, about the bottom of the page, probably, let's say, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 15 lines up or so. The next part of the Mishnah, second one line, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Sha'al Rabbi Yishma, well. Okay, we had a conversation in the Mishnah over there, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Shmuel, about the Chachamim that asked eating the cheese of Avodah Zarah next. Says Rashi says that Pnima Asu Gvina Sevel Kuchavim that Ba'achila L'Rabbanan Kabay L'Ula. It's a question on the Rabbanan. Deha Mishum Chalav Shel Behemet Tamei Alech LeMechash. We're not worried about the milk of a non-kosher animal over here. Why the Kamelon Chalav Tamei Inu Omeid Klamer Inu Nikpas? It's not going to actually work to make cheese out of it. So the question is, what exactly would be the issue over here? And the Mishnah basically goes on to say that, if we go back to the Mishnah for a minute, on Dav Chav Testament base, it says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Shal Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yeshua, Kshirim HaKham Mederech, it said, Amar Lo, Mipni Ma'o, Suk Vinas Ovi Chom, why did they ask Suk Vinas Ovi Chom? Amar Lo, he said, Rav Nishma, Midu Nasabah Kiva Shal Havim, because they use a kiva of a nevela. Amar Lo, you know, the rennet from the nevela, rennet's a type of chemical from the stomach that helps to make cheese. Amar Lo, he says, Valo Kiva Shal Chamura, but Kiva Shal Nevela, but the rennet of a carbon ola is more strictly usser than that of a nevela. Amru Kohen Shadaita Yafa Sarfu Chaya, but they said that a Kohen who's not squeamish can drink it raw. Right? Velohodulo, but they didn't wear masking with him. Aval Amru Einan Velomailim, but they said that one may not get a na, but one does not. Is not over the Isser of Me'il if he does. So now said the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yishmael, Amar Rav Achadavoy, Amar Rav, Amakadosh Beperish, Shor Hanisko. Somebody gets married with the parish, which is the garbage of an ox that's going to get stoned. Rashi says Asaba Nahu, right? Shor Hanisko is Asaba Nahu. So someone uses his excrement or whatever chref that comes out from that animal, Mikudesh, it actually is going to work. It is, the marriage is good. The parish Egle Avodah Kochavim, but if it's without a Avodah Zarah animal, the animal Mikudesh is not married. The question is, why? So it says, Gemara, Yibay Seim HaSvara, Yibay Seim HaKra. Either it's logical or you can find a pasuk. Yibay Seim HaSvara, Kabe Egle Avodah Kochavim, because by the chreft of the Avodah Zaranik, Nichale Benivche, he wanted to be fattened up, you know, to honor his God, Rashi Shein Dira Shamein, Laka Chayel Shem Isser Avodah Kochavim Al HaParish. Therefore, since he wants it to look fat, he wants it to be big and fat, therefore, even the parish, even the garbage that's in the animal is considered somewhat valuable to him, and therefore it's going to be usser. Aval gabi shor nisko, when it comes to shor nisko, this shor that's going to get stoned has to be killed. Lo nichale b'nifchei. It doesn't really care if it gets fat or not. Says Rashi, helkach lo chashav pirsha lemecha alav isser. It's like chashav. It's not considered anything. It's garbage. It's like excrement, and therefore it's not going to be usser. Yibay semekari of a pasuk. Sivach, it says over here that by the by Irni Dachas, the entire city that did Avodah Zarah, says, Lo Yidbak B'yotcha Ma'uma, they should not be connected to your hand anything of this Aser property, which means anything, even the garbage of the animal. Uksifasam Sakti Sikal Shor V'lo Yichal as Basar, and it says, by the Shor Niskal, don't have the Basaro, it's Basar. Basaro Aser, Hapir Shal Mutar, for the parish is going to be Mutar. Amar Rava, Tarvayu Tinani. Both of these we learned in the Mishnah. And Tigamar La Leim, Mipnesham Amidah Mekivas Avela, the fact that Yeshua said to Bishmol, because they curdle it with the rennet of a nevela, right? He's coming to explain why cheese of Avodah Zarah is going to be usher to eat. Why cheese of Avodah Zarah is usher for eating was that the cheese is made from milk that's curdled with that of a nevela, which is usher to eat. The Kamahadir Lame Rav Shul said back to him, Velo kevis ola chamur mekevis nevela. But the kiva, this rennet of the ola, is more chamor than that of a nevela, right? He says back that the animal that sacrificed for an ola is more chamor. Chamor to get iser, to eat than his nevela. But a kohen is able to go and drink it down if he wants, then certainly the rennet of a nevela should be mutter, and if it were to curdle the milk, then the cheese wouldn't be aser as well. Beep turn the page. Lama him alaf. Mechal de isuri hana sharu pirishayu. That implies that Isra Anda, the things that are Asma Anda, that the parish, the chreft, is going to be mutter, as is ki olav, who adin lo shari nisko, shari pershayu. Umidika amr leim, mipnish abidin osabi kivas egli avos kochavim. The fact that Rishon replied to Rishon, the Rishon replies to Rishon, that the cheese of Rizark is also because they curdle with the rennet of Avodah Zarah, right, of an egel, Avodah Zarah. Vikoma Handelay, and what are Rishon's Debeki answered him, Imkid Lama Lo Asru Abana, then why didn't Asr Abana? Mechal Avodah Zkuchav Ma'asr Rishayah must imply that the case of the animals used for Avodah Zarah, that their parish is Asr Abana, and therefore both of these statements of Chavoyah can be learned out from our Mishnah. Okay, now, V'ladelei, but Rabbi Yeshua answer him, right, the Gemara, now wants to know why Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah accepted Rabbi Yeshua's argument that if the cheese of Avodah Zarah was Aser, because maybe it was made with the rennet of Avodah Zarah, then cheese should have been Aser for Hana as well. V'ladelei, Rabbi Yeshua could have answered Rabbi Shmuel that the cheese is not Aser v'Hana, even if it was curdled with the rennet of Avodah Zarah. Mishum, because the lesser liyser be'ene, because you don't have the usher part, the rennet is not something which is be'ein. It's not something which is like right there and recognizable. Right, you can find it. This you don't see it in the cheese. It gets absorbed and butthole in it. And this would explain why the cheese is usher for eating, because it has usher stuff in it. But it's not usher b'hana. Because the ha murias l'rabbanan, in the case of murias, the fatty, you know, mixture with fish, the oil, etc. Murias l'rabbanan, the law asur b'hana, we know murias, they didn't asur b'hana. And Meir says that fish fat dip, Avodah Zarah is meant to asur b'hana, but the Chachamim say that the isur is only for eating it. My timeo, why is it not asur b'hana? La mishum d'lesa l'isur b'ein, isn't it because not b'ein? Right, the ayness that gets absorbed into it is not b'ein. So why not say the same thing with the cheese of Avodah Zarah? Armei, they said, hacha, kim the ukme ka okim, since this is what creates it, allows it to come to the state of cheese. In other words, if you have the milk and you put in this ingredient called rennet, it's what brings it to existence. It's considered like it is be'ein, even though you can't see it, it gets absorbed. Yeah, that's a huge concept in halacha. Okay, now, the Mishnah said, he sealed the davar acher, Rabbi Yeshua, he brought Rabbi Shmuel to another thing, and he said to him, how to read the pasuk that, you know, your love is better than wine. Kitovim dodayich, right? So Amalo heyach atakori. Kitovim dodecha miayin or kitovim dodayich. You read it dodecha in the lashon zachar. It's Hashem is better than wine, or dodayich meaning bnei Yisrael is better than wine. And Rabbi Yeshua said that you understand it to being bnei Yisrael saying to Hashem that his love is better than wine. What does it mean when it says, "Pasuk, your love is better than wine"? Ki asur avdimi yamar, amar kenesis Yisrael afnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'nei Yisrael said to Hashem, Ribono shel Olam, arevim alai, divri dodecha yosem yena shel Torah. The words of your beloved ones, arevim alai divri dodecha, which Rashi explained means divri, so from the words of the Chachamim, yosem yena shel Torah, more than the ayin of the Torah, which is ikar Torah shebichsav, which is actually the Torah shebichsav itself. Why did Rabbi Yeshua ask him about this particular pasuk? He was telling him to learn now from the beginning of the pasuk. Yishakeni minishikas piyu. May Hashem kiss the Jewish people with the kiss of his mouth. Amar le Yishmael achi. Chashok sifsosecha zubazu, compress your lips together, al tavala hashiv, and do not respond, do not be quick to respond. Says Rashi, what does it mean, al tavala hashiv, al tadaktik lahakshosla, don't be so medugdak, so specific in investigation of to questioning it. Right, that is, don't investigate the reasons the Chachamim set up certain things. My time, or what's the reason that he didn't want him to ask anymore? Amar Ulav Itim Rav Shmuel Bar Abba Gezira Chadashahi. This was a new Gezira. This idea that you're not allowed to use Gavina of Avodah Zarah, it was a new Gezira. Vim Mefak Fakinba, and you don't go ahead and just jump into it. The Gemara is going to explain why that is. My Gezirta. What was the reason for the Gezerah? Mishum Nikar, because of the issue of a snake bite, like we learned earlier. They're not careful to cover over their liquids. And maybe it's possible that the milk became contaminated with the snake venom. Therefore, they said, you're not allowed to go ahead and eat this off. In fact, more of a lame Mishum Nikar. Just say that it's going to be also because maybe of Nikar, the snake bite. Why can't you say that? Kedu Ula, the Amar Ula, Ki Gazu Gezerit of Marava, they made the Gezerit in the West, and there's the Israel, Lo Megalu Taima Ad Trisei Achishaita. They waited for 12 months to explain the reason why she says Lo Megazu, Lo Vati is a Gezerit. Because Dilma Ike Inish, to Losrile, why do they hold off of that? Because maybe there's going to be someone who doesn't find it that it makes sense to him. Vasil Zazuliban is going to come to Mizalzel in the Gezerit. Rash is the Lesle Ahu Taima, Velo Padilmine. Mizalzo is going to make fun of it. Aval hashta the low migla taima, the milsa bidali badlimine, kuli almas the savri kamur abanan bimilsa to asimine churba v'anan hu the low bikianin b'taima. So what happens is since if a person doesn't agree with the reason of the zera, he's going to ignore it. But if you don't tell the reason, everyone's going to respect this gzera, even though they didn't understand the reason, because they're going to assume the chachamim knew something that would come out of it, therefore. But after a year, when it's already established, you have to be worried that someone's going to go and disregard it because he doesn't agree with it. So Rabbi Yeshua was being very unclear all along in order to avoid giving the reasons for this gzera. So he tried to explain to them that the cheese was usher not because of a gezerah, but because it was maybe somebody who says usher stuff, and when he rejected that idea, he said to him, you know what, it's a gezerah, but it's not the time to go to explain what's going on. May God they've ba, Rabbi Yirmiyah, he was not too thrilled with this whole situation. You're worried about a snake bite? That's the reason? Elamayata, yav shatishtri, then that means that if the cheese dries up, then shita can be mutter. Yav shatishtri, and also if it gets older, it ages, it should be mutter. Tam Rav Chanina, we said earlier, yavish mutter, if you have something becomes dried out, it's going to be mutter. If maybe you're suspicious that maybe a snake bit into it, there's venom over there, it's going to be mutter. Rav says, kol giloi, she yavish mutter, the eris so nachash, ilo hayo sham lo yam nicho liyavish. If the poison was there, it never wouldn't let it dry it up. And ein manich liyavish, right, ein manich liyavish, back in the Gemara. And yashin mutter as well, because ein manich liyavish, it wouldn't make it get older either. So clearly, if you want to tell me that the problem is because of that, so then just wait and see. Clearly, that can't be the reason why there's a problem with having the gvina of an avodah zarah. Now, come Rav Chanina, in a chinami, new answers. It's impossible the cheese to be without a little bit of milk. That is, although it's true that the non-kosher stuff would not curdle, but it could be that some of the milk got mixed in. That he put some non-kosher milk mixed in with it, and it gets like absorbed into the cheese, and there's like little pockets where it gets stuck in there, and therefore it's going to be problematic. The cheese of the avodah zarah is also because they're using it with this in the stomach of a nevela. They would do it in the stomach there. Right. And as Rashi says, v'or lav pirsha huva aser. That's not called pirsha, that's going to be aser. In fact, the Gemara, ha kefa gufa sharia, that imply that the rennet itself is mutter, right? By saying that the cheese is aser because of the meat of the nevela's stomach, right? The certain part of the stomach, so they curdle it in. Shmuel implies that the hardened milk collected in nevela's stomach is mutter because that hardened milk is just pirsha. Ha kefa sharia. Umiyam Shmuel, can you really say that? But tonight we learned in a Mishnah in Chulin, keva sovikachavim, the keva, the rennet of a animal shechted by an avodah zarah, nikvashel nevela, harizu asura, it is aser. Va'avinan ba, we asked about that, atu da'ovit kachavim lav nevela, hey, is it not true that any rennet of animal shechted by an avodah zarah, that the rennet itself is nevela? Right? Anyone who does it, that itself takes on the vela. So why does the Mishnah have to say both of these dinim over here if it comes to be the same? From a Shmuel Chadikatani, the Mishnah is saying only one din. Keva shchitas over kachavim, the vela asura. The stomach, the rennet of a shechted animal by avodah zarah, which is an avela, is aser. So we say Shmuel does answer the rennet of an avela, which goes against Shmuel here, that only the actual stomach is going to be aser, but not the rennet that's in it. The Gemara lo kasha. Beep, turn the page. Lama hammer base. Kan kodem chazara, kan la'achas chazara. Umishta loses a mukoma. The Mishnah here in Chulin is taught, it's the point before Rabbi Yeshua retracted his statement. Rashi says, Osa Mishnah de Shchitas Chulin, the Kiva Sovet Kochavim, Nevela, Vasura, and Nishis kodem chazar, but Rabbi Yeshua mitvarv, that he backed out of that. Sha'amar lo, Rabbi Yishmal, Nisham Bino Sovet Kivas Nevela, Vasavar Lav Pirsha. He said it's not Pirsha. Khan, the Shmuel over here in our Gemara, is going after he already retracted. Says Rashi, what does that mean? Hach the Shani Shmuel mifnei shamidu sabe or keva of a keva atzma sharia laacher shechazar bo Rabbi Yishua mifnei shuvasa shar Yishua, because that's what Rabbi Yishua says. But Mishnah lezudim mekoma, that Mishnah chulim, which is already, you know, part of the Mishnah, they didn't take it away. Rashi says a Mishnah nishnei pishchidus chulim kol chazar lo zudim mekoma lo akrua lagamri. The whole of nishnei's nishnei's. Avalein alacha kamosah shari chazar mo dalachas. I like that because he was chazar from it. Rav Malkia Mishmei, the Rav Adam Rav Ami says another reason why it would be that the cheese odazar is awesome. Avalein shem machlik and paneh b'shuman chazir, because they would coat its surface with the fat, with pig fat. And it would absorb it, and that would be awesome. Rav Chista Amar, he said, because they would curdle with vinegar. Rashi says that shachomets ma'amid chalof, it's ma'amid chalof. The command parachla, imkain lisa v'nach shemesa v'nach as well. But we're talking about here, it's wine vinegar, and therefore we have the issue of yain nesach. Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak Amar, mipnei shamidu osab b'srafa arla. The reason why it's also because they curdle with the sap of Arla, and that's us as well. Come on, now who does this go? The Gemara wants to figure out who's that go like. Kiai Tana, it goes going to the following Tana, the Tanan. We switch over here. They went to the Mishnah. Bileazar Omer, Hamayim v'shafa Arla Aser. If someone curdles milk with the sap of Arla, the cheese is going to be Aser. Mepnei shehu peire, because the sap is considered the fruit of the tree, and therefore it's an Iser of Arla. I feel the Tamer Yeshua. No, you can even say that it goes according to Rabbi Yeshua, who argues on Rabbi Lezer in that Mishnah in Arla. We don't find that they argue. Ella bekitma de gavza, except for in reference to the resin of wood, which Rabbi Elazar would consider the fruit of the tree, but Yeshua doesn't. Aval bekitma de peire mode, but in reference to the sap of the fruit, Rabbi Yeshua's maskim, the sap also is considered like fruit. That's what he says in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yeshua, shamati beferah shamaimin v'safa ilan v'safa ikarin motar. I heard straight up that explicitly that if somebody curdles milk with the sap of the leaves of Arla or the sap of the roots, the cheese is mutter. B'sraf ha-pagan aser. But if it's done with unripe figs, the cheese is going to be aser. B'eshu peir, because it itself is fruit. So we see a whole bunch of reasons as brought forth why it would be an issue to have the gevina of, you know, of what is gacham. Bein Rav Chista, bein Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Right, whether it's because the issue is number one is Rav Chista who said because of the vinegar or because of the sap of Orla, titzah ba'ana, it should be aser ba'ana, just like it's aser ba'achila. Right, it itself is aser, so why is it only aser ba'achila? Kasha, good point. Darash of Nachman b'reidu Rav Chista, ma'idachsiv l'reach shmonecha tovim. What does it mean when it says in the pasuk in Shir HaShirim, for fragrance your oils are good? It's talking about here Tamil Chacham. Lama Tamil Chacham Dome. What is Tamil Chacham compared to? Let's look at supplied into a flask of balsam oil. Megula, if it's open, Recha Nodef, its smell starts to spread. Mechusein Recha Nodef, but if it's covered, then it doesn't spread. So to a Tamil Chacham, if he opens up and he teaches his Torah, then he's going to spread. Velo, what Rashi actually says on this, the Vahim Dechsev Shemin Torik Shemecha. Things that are hidden from him become revealed to him. Rashi says, "Me atzman velo torach kishu melamdan," without like a lot of exertion when he goes ahead and he teaches. There is an amazing siyata deshmaya that happens when a person goes and teaches other people, get clarified. Just unbelievable. Shemem, the pasuk says, "Alamos ahe vucha." Alamos, which literally means the maidens love you. Kere be alumos. And read as alumos means things that are hidden. Not only that, Elo shemalach hamavis. Although the malach hamavis loves this person. Shemem, alamos ahe vucha. Kere be almavis. Read alumos as almavis. over death. V'lo, not only that, el shenochol shnei olamos, he inherits two worlds, echad olam hazeh v'echad olam habo, one this world, and then the next world. Shenemar alamos, like it says alamos, karibei olamos, and read it as worlds. Zokta next halakha mishnah, ve'elu devarim shalev kachal ma'asurim, these are things that are v'lazar next, that are aser, ve'ein yisur and yisur ana, and it's not aser ba'ana, only ba'achila. Chalov shechalva ovik kachavim, ein yisur reyu, Chalav akum, they go and they do without a juicing. The pas and bread coming from avodah zarenix. The shemen and their oil. We're worried about chasnus. Rabbi's din al itiru al shemen. Now they mattered when it came to the idea of shemen. Rashi says the ha lav iu sharia el Rabbi Yehuda nesia barbarei sharia. Okay, we're gonna see this in the Gemara. So anyway, vashlakos and cook food. Aser to go and to eat. Rashi says, "Called over Shabishlo v'kachav mafilu b'kli tahor v'kum shem chasas." Even if Bishlakam because of chasas. Kvashin again, it shouldn't lead to intermarriage. Kvashin shadarkan loses l'sochan yain v'chometz, and also preserves into which they are put wine and vinegar. Right, fish, vegetables, meat. From these are all things that are preserved in vinegar. The taris trufa and minced up taris, which is a type of fish. Rashi says min dagim kitana meluchim, salted fish. Trufa shenitrafu v'nish tabru adagim vein nikarim, and they're not nikar hilka chayshi l'tameim. We're nervous that maybe it's tummy. V'tzir she'ein badaga kilbis shotetes bo, and brine that doesn't have a kilbis fish that is swimming inside of it. Rashi says Shederach Kilbus Ligadol Me'alea B'Tzir Shadagim. It grows over there in the fish brine. Taharim V'im Yesh Tzir Dag Tamei Imo Lo Tigdal Kilbus Bo V'Hi Atzma Tmea. This is this type of thing that itself is not kosher, which develops in the brine from the kosher fish, but not in the brine of the non-kosher fish. Therefore, a fish brine does not contain any kilbus. The brine cannot be eaten because we're concerned that maybe It has a brine of a non-kosher fish that is inside of it. Hachiluk and chiluk, which this is also says min dagim kitanim tahorim. That's siltis, right? This thing that doesn't have snappy and kakesis and it goes later. The korich of chiltis and the grain of chiltis. This is a type of chiltis, the plant that's a very sharp flavor. Melach salkundis. Type of salt of some kudzis. I'm going to explain what that is. Harelo similes are aser v'ini certainly sir, no, but not aser but no, it's only aser be'achila. Says the Gemara, chalav l'may nechosh la. What about chalav? What are we worried about? Why does this be that if a guy milks a cow, it's a problem? Imishu michalfu ichalu favors nervous that he's going to switch it from animals not kosher tar or chivar for milk of a kosher animal. Is we should be worried about that because a kosher animal milk is white, and tummy yarik, and that of a non-kosher has a yarik, literally means green, but what it means is like a yellowish type of color over there, so you're not gonna make a mistake. Vimishum yaruve, and if you're that maybe mixed it up, that we're not worried about it because nakum, just curdle with it to make cheese, and if it works, that means it's mutter. Damar mar, chalav tar, omeid, chalav tummy, and omeid. It's not going to actually work. Idika boy legvina, if the Jew wants it to for cheese, hachanami. You could also use it for that, and if it curdles, then there's no concern that the milk is not kosher. Hachamai skin, what are you dealing with? The kaboy le chamka. We need it for chamka, which is a type of dip. Rashi says, Meichel is a type of food. It's like a dip, a dairy type of dip. You're not allowed to have the milk of the zarnik because maybe it's going to be mixed into that non-kosher as well. But let the Jew take a little bit of it and, you know, sample it and curdle it and to see if it works or not. And then if it does, if it curdles something, then good. If not, then it's not kosher. Kevin the Batar Nami can be the lokaime, since in the kosher milk also there's whey that doesn't curdle, that's part of the milk, it's like a waterish type of thing. A lake of lameka malod, and the milk said it's not possible to figure it out with certainty, because maybe it's not kosher milk, it's mixed in with this whey. Therefore, that test is not going to work. Vibayisema. You can even say that the Mishnah is going to answer the milk, even with the Yid wanted for cheese, and even though non-kosher milk doesn't curdle, you can't eat the cheese made from the milk, because there's going to be stuff that's remaining among the holes of the cheese itself. Maybe non-kosher milk got mixed in with that. Next part of the Mishnah. Bread baked by a avodah zarnik was not matired by a beis din, right? Mechlal de Ika Mandashari. That implies that there's someone who was Matrid. But the fact that he said that it wasn't rescinded implies that there were some that matered it. For the Gemara in Chaser B'dini Amar, when he came, he said, "Pama Chaser Rav L'Sade." One time, Rav went out to the field. So Havi Oved Kochav L'Fod of Pas Purini, and there was a Avodah Zarah. He brought him a baked bread that was baked in an oven called a Purini. It says, "Utanur Shugadol Piv Minetzad." The openings on the side. V'Chol Tanur So Mishta Katanu Makom Sfisas Beis Kideros Piv L'Mayla. Anyway, Ma'afei Sa'ah baked the size of a Sa'ah. And Amirav, Rabbi, Kamanah Pazu, he said, "Oh, what nice bread. Ma ro chacham la'osar. Why the chacham aser it?" In fact, the Gemara, "Ma ro chachamim mishum chasis, because of chasis." What's your question? Ela, ma ro chacham la'osar basadeh. Why would you ask it in the fields? People go out there, like, very not commonly that they go out there. So there's no nerves that eating it is going to lead to some sort of chasis. Something which is not normal. So the people thought the Rebbe matered this pass because it's velohi, but really it's not true. Rebbe lo hitter as a pass. Actually didn't matter it. Rabbi Yosef itim Rabbi Shmuel bar Yehuda amar. Lo kachal yamaisa. That's not the story. Allah Amr, they said, Pamachas holich Rebbe lemakam echad. One time Rebbe went to a place, v'ra pas dochek la'tamidim. He saw that the bread was, there wasn't a lot of bread for his tamidim. Amr Rebbe, so Rebbe said, ein kan palter. Right, there's no one here that's a baker. Right, what's going on over here? Right, there's no one who bakes bread to sell to any and all customers rather than for his own personal use. Because from Am Lomer Palter over Kachavim, they thought he was talking about a guy, and therefore they were being mashed for that, saying it's mutter. From Lomer Ella Palter Yisrael, but he really was talking about a Jewish baker. Amar Rabbi Chel, but a few lament Amar Palter over the Kachav. Even when someone says he's talking about a Gaisha baker, Lomar and Ella Delekha Palter Yisrael. Only if there is no Jewish baker, Val Bamar comes to Ekim and Palter Yisrael, low. But if there be a Jewish one, then low. Then definitely not. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, he says, a few lament Amar Palter over the Kachav. Even when someone says about the Kachav, Hani Mili Besada, Val Bamar low, but not in the city, Shem Chas, because of Chasnos. Ivo Avu Minakes, the Achel Pas Abe Mitzah. Avu was biting and eating bread of a Vodazarnik by the borders of the field, right? It says Rashi Pesulah says on Mitzrim. She says that the first word there, Menachis, is no, she's biting it. Amud Rav Avitam Rav Nachman Yitzchak Lo Tishtoy Ba'Dei Ayvu. Do not speak with Ayvu. Dikaachli Lachmed Aramoi, because he eats Armenian bread. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.